From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
Danville Public Schools will hold the induction for the inaugural Danville Public Schools Hall of Fame this weekend. GW football alum Farrell Edmonds is among the Hall of Fame inductees. Edmonds won a state championship at GW in 1982 and went on to play at Maryland and for the Miami Dolphins and Seattle Seahawks in the NFL. Edmonds spoke with us about the induction.
It means a lot, you know, coming from your hometown, past work that you did in the past, and you know, anything you get recognized is an honor. You know, Danville have done a lot for the, you know, the school board have done a lot for former players and teams in the past. So it's a great honor for my family and myself.
Some of the other Danville Public Schools Hall of Fame inductees include Herman Moore, Johnny Newman, and Kenny Lewis. The inductees will be honored before the GW game tomorrow night, and the induction ceremony will be held on Saturday at GW. A GW football alum got some shine on national TV last night. GW alum Ahmad Poole helped lead Missouri State to a 22-20 win over Middle Tennessee State on ESPN2. Poole had two tackles for Missouri State in the win. The Liberty football team beat Texas El Paso 19-8. With the win, Liberty is now 2-4 on the season. In the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the New York Yankees 5-2 to win the series 3-1. The Blue Jays will take on the winner of the Tigers and the Mariners in the ALCS. Speaking of that series, the Detroit Tigers beat the Seattle Mariners 9-3 to force a Game 5 on Friday. Also, the Chicago Cubs avoided elimination by beating the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 to force a Game 4 tonight at 9 on TBS. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.